Then, the third point was, remember, there is a way to do this. There is a manner, behavior. And we'll talk about all this in details, right? This was first story, and he said, you know what? Face your intelligence. Your intelligence doesn't give a damn about you. Your intelligence is in love with the goldsmith. Outside there are some made-up values that this intelligence cares about. That. You know what? Leave this intelligence with the goldsmith. Then the goldsmith will vanish. Don't worry about that. Second story. Second, third, fourth, fifth. The stories are talking about this intelligence. So looking. When you understand this, look at the intelligence. How do you get your information? You have five senses, which will give you a superficial idea about the universe. Have you ever looked, or could you look even with your endoscope or whatever, in the heart of a person? And that's where love is. So don't be like the parrot who believes that baldness comes from breaking the jar. Then your intelligence works with comparing the thing, comparison. The first outcome of this comparison is jealousy. You remember that vizier? Those two, actually Jew kings, with the vizier, that ensemble of believing in your personal effort, means being a realistic person. If you really believe in yourself, you know what's the best for you? Kill us all. Kill the competitors and have everything for yourself. That's animal life. Here we talk about something else. There are two confusions he talked about. I'm not going to go over it now. Two long stories. The first confusion was between this relying upon, depending on reality and relying upon your personal effort, or leaning on that invisible force which is keeping you here. Something like that, right? And he didn't say which one or which one. He said, first, eliminate the confusion. These two things are not the opposites. Why did he bring this one? What do you think, Ahmed? What was the necessity of that to kings? Remember those Jews? Jehud, Jah. Remember? Yeah. What was the necessity of that?
I don't understand the question.
What do you think about Jah and Tawakkul? You think there are two opposite things? I said, this is what's wrong with your intelligence. Your intelligence makes the opposites. Believes in opposition because believes in fighting. This is what the nature of animal is. You know what? There are things that they have no opposites. Therefore, you will never get that. Like love. Love has no opposite. Yes, your intelligence may. First thing in your mind is hatred. Do I hate someone or love someone? If I don't hate someone, I love that someone? It's nonsense. Hatred has nothing to do with love. Nothing. Love has no opposite. That's why a lot of people have difficulties to understand God, because God has no opposite. And this simplification was necessary. You know, if this simplification was not here, we wouldn't survive animal life. But now is the time to forget about black and white. Forget about this thing is right or wrong. Inclusivity, remember? I emphasize that. Think inclusive. Whatever you get, add to other information. So, leaning on chance and hoping for best and all that
which we call it Kabakul, whatever you name it. You could have that, and you could do your best. These are not opposites. And there was some other opposite. What was the second opposition? Remember? Emphasize that. Second story, animal kingdom. Remember the lion and the rabbit and all that? Because you really believe in power. And when something looks powerful, you give up. When something looks dangerous, may eat you, you run away. This will happen even inside. You believe in the power of habit. You don't know the power of rabbit. Remember the hare? The little hare who could kill or trap the lion. It's not about power. It's more than that. Animal believes in power because understanding the power is simple. Even the stupid one will understand the power. But we're talking about some other kind of power. Later we'll talk about power of God. Anyhow, that was those stories. So he analyzed all of them. Then he brought another story, remember? He made you face to face with some of us. You were the delegate of Julius Caesar, remember? And you were looking for somewhere to park your car, some valet parking maybe, and a palace or whatever, luxury. Because this is what you're looking for. When we say enlightenment, for you is having something, happening, something, blah, blah. They said, our caliph is sleeping under a simple tree. He has an illuminated heart. That's why we call him caliph. Our king is like that. To understand something, you have to change your manner, behavior. What's your manner? Normally a good student, right? What is the manner of a good student? It's something we do not accept here. Students should play the role of opposition with the teacher, and everything should be proved to the student. This is what started from Greece, then Roman Empire, then other empires, mainly British Columbia's empire, whatever. This is the history, right? Now, we are talking about something else. This culture, historic culture, which covers, I believe, the behavior of all intellectuals and educated fellows to demand the proof, do not accept something without the proof, and the teacher is here to teach you and has to prove it to you. That attitude we don't like very much because of the philosophers. What is the attitude of a philosopher? Any philosopher should come, prove the last one wrong, and give us another theory to live with. That's the case of science. Our knowledge is not like that. Everybody in here talks the same thing. We all talk about love. There is no out of that. And they look alike. About that look alike, there was a sentence to remember. The first sentence of a good book said, all the happy families are alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its unique way.